Hod l'Hashem ki tov ki li'olam chasto. What a tremendous chus it is for us to be able to be back in yeshiva, to share the Divrei Torah together. We're fitting more of us down here in the pit, in the Heights Lounge. We still have some on Zoom, but we feel tzuzamen, we feel as if we're together. Baruch Hashem, more and more Talmidim are coming together. And it's really a wonderful thing. It's a chizuk to me. I keep on meeting people in the hall and they're saying how there's such a kol Torah here in the Heights Lounge. It's a chizuk to the whole Beis Medrash here, all the other shiurim that are here, to see our Talmidim so actively involved in Seder and hacking and learning and talking and learning and growing. Such a tremendous thing, tremendous chizuk for the whole yeshiva. It's a chizuk for me, and it should be a chizuk for you as well. This is really a picture. We always talk about the pictures that we take with us throughout life. This is a picture that we should be taking. A time of challenge, a time of difficulty, when we're able to step up to the plate and show HaKadosh Baruch Hu what we're really made of. This is the kind of picture we should always take with us, and it should inspire us throughout our lives. The Gemara picks up at the bottom of Kuf Ches Amud Aleph as follows. V'omer Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Noshim Chayovas Barbo Kosos Halalu Sha'afen Hoyo Ba'oso Anes. The Gemara has presented already on Tzaditesa Mebeis and Kuf Ches that there's a requirement in the Seder night to drink Dalu Kosos. So comes Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi and he's Mechadesh that this requirement applies not only to men but to women as well. Women are also chayavos in Arba'a Kosos Halalu, he says, Sha'afen Hoyu Ba'os Wanes, because they were also included in the miracle. What does that mean? So Rashi and the Rashbam explain. Let's look at Rashi. Sha'afen Hoyu Ba'os Wanes, Kedi Aminam Bishar Noshim Tzidkonios Shav Osu Ador Nigalu. The Bishar Noshim Tzidkonios of Klal Yisrael, they were redeemed. V'chein Gabi Mikra Megillah Nami Amina Nochid Mishum, Da'al Yedei Esther Nigalu, V'chein Gabi Nerchanaka Ben Sechash Shabbos, as well. Yehudas was the catalyst for the Nes of Nechanakah, Esther was the catalyst for the Nes of Purim, and the Noshim Tzidkonios at the time of Yetzias Mitzrayim were the catalyst for that miracle as well. That's how Rashi and the Rashbam explained that women played a pivotal role in the Nisim of Mitzrayim, of Yetzias Mitzrayim, of Purim, of Chanukah, and that's why they're chayiv in the mitzvahs of that particular Yom Tov. We'll see, not everyone agrees, but that's the simple pshat. That's the pshat of Rashi and the Rashbam. The question is, why did Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi have to be mechadesh this din? I mean, think about it. What does he say? He's telling us, Noshim are obligated in Dalet Kosos. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, the Amora, is telling us a chiddush that we wouldn't have known if not for the fact that he told us. Tell me, would you have known that Noshim are obligated in Dalet Kosos even if Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi hadn't said anything? I would have known. You know why? Well, if you read the Gemara up until this point, you wouldn't have known. But if you went weiter, you would have known. Why? Because the Braisa says it. Which Braisa am I referring to? The Braisa at the bottom of Kuf Ches Amud Beis. The Braisa says, Tana Rabbanan, Hakol Chayoven Barba Kosos Halalu Echad Anoshim Ve'echad Noshim Ve'echad Tinokos. The Braisa, the Tana says that Noshim Achayovos and Dalet Kosos. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi has to be Mechadesh something? It's the Chabraisim of Fereshes. What's going on over here? It's Mamash Apella. Hey, you read the Gemara, you say, oh, it's very nice. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, a nice, simple halacha, an innocuous halacha, Noshim Achaya, great. But what's it doing here? What's the Chiddush Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi is teaching us? It's the Chabraisim. It's the Chabraisim of Fereshes. The Sefer Devar Shmuel wants to suggest that maybe Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi is not coming to be Mechadish to us the Chiv of Noshim. That we know from the Braisim. The Tana says that Noshim Achayavos. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi is coming to be Mechadesh the Tam Hadavar. Now, it's interesting that it comes before the Braisa. That's interesting. But he's trying to be Mechadesh the reason why Noshim Achayavos. Not just to tell us the reason, but because the reason Noshim Achayavos can have practical ramifications as well. They're on Afgamina Ladina, based on Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi's Tam. What does he say? Sha'afein hoyo ba'oso hanes. What's the nafkamina? So the simple nafkamina is that avodim kananim, even though avodim kananim are always compared to noshim, How do we know Avadim Kananim are always compared to Noshim? Based on what? Based on what principle? Help me now. How do we know Avadim Kananim are always compared to Noshim? How do we know? Anyone? Two words, but actually two words that are both the same words. Gzera Shava of Lola. Lola, right? The Kos of Lo Sefer Krisus, the Pasuk, when it talks about writing a get, it says the Kos of Lo Sefer Krisus. And when the Pasuk and the Torah in Parashas Kedoshim talks about Shtar Shichr, it says Ochufsha Lo Nitam Lo. It's talking about a Shifra Knainis, but Shifra Knainis, Ebe Knainis, it's the same halacha. We darshan the Gzera Shava of La Meisha. There's a comparison between Gitinoshim, Shechurei Avadim, for many, many halachas. The basic halacha that they're compared to is Lishma. You have to write the get L'shem Ha'ish, L'shem Ha'isha, L'shem Gerish, and you have to write it explicitly for that purpose. And the Shtar Shechur Evan has to also be written Lishma. The Din Lishma by Shtar Shechur is learned from Get Isha, La Meisha. But this Gzera Shava La not only applies to the concept of Ishtar Shechur, it compares Avadim Kanayim to Noshim for mitzvahs as well. For mitzvahs as well. The din of an Eved Kanayim is the same as an Isha for mitzvahs. He doesn't have a full Kedushas Yisrael. The Eved Kanayim does not have a full Kedushas Yisrael. When he becomes an Eved Meshochar, he needs another tefillah. He doesn't have a full Kedushas Yisrael. But regarding his halacha, Chazal derived from this Gzera Shava, Lola Meisha, that an Eved Kanayim has the same halacha as an Isha. He's chayiv in mitzvahs ki isha. So those mitzvahs that Noshim are chayiv in, the Eved Kanayim is going to be chayiv in. The mitzvahs that Noshim are pturos from, the Eved Kanayim is going to be pturos from as well. What's the deal when it comes to Dalet Kosos? What do you think? Should Avadim Kanayim be chayiv in Dalet Kosos or not? So l'chora, that shayla should depend on this reason Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi gives us. What does it mean, afein hayu ba'os l'hanes? What does that do? What does that do? Without Afin Hoyo Ba'oso Hanes, what would I have assumed? That Noshim should be Chayiv in Dalet Kosos or Potter from Dalet Kosos? What do you think? Pasha Psha, what do you think? Should they be Chayiv or Potter? Potter, why Potter? Because the mitzvah say Shazman Gram, it's a time dependent mitzvah, Dalet Kosos. Right? Noshim apturos from all mitzvahs asei shazman grama. So you'd think that they be pturos from Dalet Kosos as well. Comes Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi and says, no, afen hoya ba'oso anes tells me that they're chayiv. The question is, what happened? Right, what does afen hoya ba'oso anes do? Does it take away the ptur of mitzvah asei shazman grama vis-a-vis this mitzvah? If they're ba'oso anes, so then vis-a-vis this mitzvah, the ptur asman grama doesn't apply. So then the regular chiv of Kol Yisrael applies to Nashim. The regular chiv of Kol Yisrael applies to Nashim. Or should we say no? The Ptura Mitzvah says Shazman Grama applies even to Dalet Kosos. But Afen Hoya Ba'oso Anes tells me that there's a new chiv, a separate chiv, a Mechayev Chadash for Nashim, that even though the Ptura of Zman Grama should apply over here, but Noshim have a new chiyuv since they were ba'oso aneis. So Chazal, I'm a chayiv them with a chiyuv chadash. Those are the two ways of looking at this principle. Do we say that afein hayu ba'oso aneis takes away the p'tur of Zman Grama vis-a-vis Dalet Kosos? Or should we say, no, the p'tur of Zman Grama still applies to Dalet Kosos, but there's a chiyuv chadash, there's a new chiyuv that applies to women. This is the chakira that the Briski Rav of Masechta Erechin raises. At first glance, you'd say, what's the nafkamina? I mean, this is like semantics. Women are chayiv, right? Chazal gave them a chayiv. So what does it matter whether the Pturas Man Grama doesn't apply? It does apply in a chayiv. What you're basically saying is the Pturas Man Grama doesn't apply, right? Wrong. There's a very big difference between these two approaches. If you tell me that the Pturas Man Grama doesn't apply for Dalet Kosos, so then when it comes to Dalet Kosos, all of Klal Yisrael is chayiv in this mitzvah. There's no Pturas Man Grama. Doesn't apply at all. So not only does it not apply to Noshim, it doesn't apply to any other person who may have had a Ptur of Zman Grama. Who's that? Avadim Kanayim. Avadim Kanayim should be like Kol Yisrael, but they have a Ptur. They're not like Kol Yisrael because they're compared to Isha. They're compared to Noshim. But if you take the Ptur of Zman Grama off the table, so then it turns out Avadim Kanayim are just like Kol Yisrael. They're like every other Yisrael. So for all of Klal Yisrael is chayiv in Dalet Kosos, Anoshim, Noshim, Avadim Kanayim are also going to be chayiv in Dalet Kosos. But if you tell me that the Pturas Mangama really still applies to Dalet Kolosos, it's just Chazal HaMechadesh, a new Mechayev by Noshim to be Mechayev, to obligate them in Dalet Kolosos. So that Mechayev applies to Noshim. That Mechayev applies to Noshim. Why does it only apply to Noshim? Because Afein Hayu Ba'oso Hanes. Noshim were Ba'oso Hanes. They certainly were the catalyst of Yetzias Mitzrayim, but even if we don't go that far, they were included in the Nes, the plot applies to all. They left Mitzrayim. Avadim Kanayim didn't leave Mitzrayim. So if Afein Hayu Ba'oso Hanes is a new Mechayev for Noshim, the Ptur of Zman Gomer really still should apply. It's just there's a new Mechayev. That new Mechayev is going to affect Noshim, but it's not going to affect Avadim Kanayim. They remain with the Ptur of Zman Gomer, so then they're going to be parted from Dalet Kolosos. So that could be the nafkamina between these two approaches. If you tell me that Afein Hayu Ba'oso Hanes takes away the Ptur of Zman Gomer, so then Avadim Kanayim are Bechlal Yisra, they're going to be Chayev. But if it doesn't take away the Pturas Mangrama, it just makes the women be chayiv. It's a new mechayiv for women. So that new mechayiv applies to women. It doesn't apply to an Eved Kenani. An Eved Kenani would still be subject to the Pturas Mangrama, and therefore he's going to be potter from Dalet Kolosos. Yes. But they still are not part of the Mason of Yetzias Mitzrayim. That came before. Sorry? Were they Avadim Kanayim that left the Mitzrayim? The whole din of Avadim Kanayim did not apply before Matan Torah.
That's the same word. So you have the Gaels.
I hear it. It's creative, but the Pashup Shad is that they weren't around, that they weren't part of Yetzias Mitzrayim. Yes? This idea can help explain a Rambam. The Rambam in the extra Makoros that I gave you, unfortunately we don't have the liberty of bringing Svarim into the Heights Lounge because of security and health reasons, so I'm trying my hardest to make as many photocopies as I can, or actually to make PDFs for you so that we'll be able to look at the Makoros together. So the Rambam at the beginning of Hilchos Megillah v'Chanukah, the Rambam writes in Perek Aleph Halacha Aleph, Kriyas HaMegillah b'zmana mitzvah haseh midivrei sofer. Kriyas HaMegillah is a mitzvah d'rabbonan, he says. V'advarim yiduim shi'takonas nevim. He says it's midivrei sofer, but it's a takonas nevim. He's straddling both sides of the fence, right? The reality is it's part of the Megillah. It's mentioned in the Megillah. So it's really what we would call divrei kabbalah. It's not really midirabbonan, it's midivrei kabbalah. V'akol chayavim b'kriyosos of the Rambam, everyone's chayav in Kriyas HaMegillah, anoshim v'noshim v'geirim v'avodim mishuchrorim u'mechanchim esaktanim l'krosim. Anoshim, noshim, geirim v'avodim mishuchrorim. Avodim mishuchrorim? Why does the Rambam say that? Normally when the Rambam lists off different people who are chayav, so he'll say, noshim, avodim, ktanim. When he talks about pturim, b'kriyishma, etc., Noshim avodim ktanim. He just says avodim. He doesn't say avodim meshuchrarim. Avodim meshuchrarim is a very specific type of eved. An eved meshuchrar. He's a regular Yisrael. The Rambam is not talking about avodim ktanim over here. Comes the Lecha Mishnah and comments. Efshe the Rabbeinu Zal sover ki the kosav harab beis Yosef. Da'avodim shemolu v'tovlu l'shem avdus einam chayot. Sounds like the Rambam is alluding to the fact, it's alluding to the halacha of the Beis Yosef, that avodim that are not mishachurim, avodim k'nainim, ataka potter from priya samagilim. Ulahachi mefarish uzal d'davka avodim mishachurim. That's why the Rambam picks on avodim mishachurim, because it's davka mishachurim. It's not avodim k'nainim. Avodim k'nainim ataka potter. It's only avodim mishachurim who are full-fledged Yisraelim. They're going to be chayiv. I know what you're thinking, says the Lechem Mishnah. Let's compare Avadim K'nanim to Noshim. If Noshim are Chayiv in Kriya Samagila, then Avadim K'nanim shall also be Chayiv in Kriya Samagila. No. The shiny Noshim, Zog the Lechem Mishnah, Shal Yidei Isha Nasa Hanez, Kama Shakasov Shem Harav Beis Yosef. No, Noshim are different. Afen Hoyuba also Hanez. Esther was the catalyst of the Nes of Purim. So therefore, Noshim are going to be Chayiv in Mikra Megila. Avadim K'nanim, they weren't the catalyst of Purim. So they're going to be potter from Kriya Samagila. The Brisker Rav points out that Lechora, you could have explained the Rambam much more simply. Lechem Mishnah is a chiddush. Why does the Lechem Mishnah need such a svar? Lechem Mishnah is picking on Rashi and the Rashbam that Afin Hayu Ba'oso Hanes means that the Iker Hanes came through women. You don't even need that. Even if you learn like the other Rishonim, Tosus within a seat, learns that Afen Hoyu Ba'oso Hanez doesn't mean that the women were the Iker, it means they were included in the Nes. They were included in the Nes. So even if you learn that women are Chayav because they were included in the Nes, despite the fact, not because they were the Iker, but because they were included in the Nes, Avodim K'nainim were not part of the Nes of Purim anyway. The key is not that they weren't the catalyst to the Nes of Purim, they weren't involved in the Nes of Purim B'chlal. Avodim K'nainim, even if you'll tell me in Yetzias Mitzrayim they were involved. But they weren't involved in the Nes of Purim. So what did Lechem Mishnah need the Rashbam and Rashi for? Like, what did he need it for? He didn't have to pin it on Rashi and the Rashbam. He could have given the same answer, even if he learned like Tosfos. Should have said that Noshim Achayiv and Mikra Megillah, because Afin Hoya Ba'oso Hanes, and Avadim K'nainim went up Ba'oso Hanes, so therefore they're going to be potter. The Brisker Rav points out that Be'emes, the answer for the Rambam could be the following. The Svara for the Rambam could be the following. If you learn that Afen Hoyu Ba'oso Hanes takes away the Ptur of Mitzasei Shazman Grama, so then it turns out that Avodim K'nainim are like Kol Yisrael. If they're like Kol Yisrael, why shouldn't they be Chayav and make a Megillah? Why is it Dafka Noshim? It doesn't matter whether the Avadim K'nanim were Ba'oso Hanes or not. The reality is that Afen Hoyo Ba'oso Hanes takes away the Pturas Mangroma. So it takes away the Pturas Mangroma. Avadim K'nanim should be Chayiv. They should be Chayiv. Bein Lefi the Rashbam, Bein Lefi Tosus. What does it matter what the words Afen Hoyo Ba'oso Hanes mean? That they were the Iker, or they were part of the Ne. Who cares? It takes away the Pturas Mangroma. And once the Pturas Mangroma is gone, Avadim K'nanim Achayev, just like Kol Yisrael. What's the Lechem Mishnah saying? It's really a pell. The Brisker Rav says, I'll tell you what the Pshat in the Rambam is. The Pshat in the Rambam is that Afen Hoyu Ba'oso Hanes doesn't take away the Pturas Mangrama. It's a new Mechayev and Noshim. The Pturas Mangrama is still there. It's still extant. But there's a Mechayev and Noshim. If there's a special Mechayev for Noshim, so that applies to Noshim, but it doesn't apply to Eved K'nayni. Eved K'nayni is not Bechlal this Mechayev, and if Eved K'nayni is not Bechlal this Mechayev, he remains what? Potter or Chayev? If Eved K'nayni is not Bechlal the new Mechayev of Noshim, then he remains? Then he remains Potter, right? The Pturus Mangrom is still here. Noshim of a new Mechayev. So if an Eved K'nayni is not Bechlal this new Mechayev, the Eved K'nayni remains Potter. That's Pshat in the Rambam. And that would apply no matter how you define Afen Hoyu Ba'oso Hanes. Whether like the Rashbam or like Tosfos, it doesn't matter. The key is whether the Pturas Mangrama is still here or it's not here. If it's still here, the Eved K'nanim is going to be Potter. What's the end of Noshim? Noshim Avinu Mechayev. But if the Pturas Mangrama is still here, then the Avodim K'nanim are going to be Chayev. Okay. So Eved K'nainim is the classical nafkamina. This is the nafkamina the Brisker Rav points out. The nafkamina between the two approaches. That if you say that Afen Hoyu Ba'oso Hanes gets rid of the Ptur of Zman Grama, so then maybe it'll apply to people beyond Noshim. Maybe the Chiyuv will apply to Eved Kenayani, not just to Noshim. But if you assume that Afen Hayu Ba'oso Anes is a new Machayev in Noshim, the Pturis Mangrama really still is in place, so then Avadim Kenayani, who don't have the extra Machayev, they will be Potter. Okay? They'll be Potter from Mikra Megillah, like the Rambam, and they'll be Potter from Dalakosos as well. Yes? So, the way that Dvar Shmuel seems to be presenting it, it sounds like that. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi is sort of saying that it's a new Mechayev. His whole point is to say it's a new Mechayev, and therefore there's something special here. There's something unique that's going to apply dafka to Noshim and not to Avadim Kenayim. Yeah, that's what we're trying to suggest. Yes? We're going to get to that detail as we continue, yes. We're going to have to get to that Gemara. It's an excellent question, but we have to understand, Bechlau, what's this Lashon Tinokos? Tinokos? Ketanim. We have to figure out, is that talking about Katan, Sheigia Lechenel, Sheloigia Lechenel? There's a lot in that Rashbam. We'll be patient, and hopefully Mitzvah Shem will get there too. Good. What's another nafkamina to this question? The Brisker of Shaila as to whether Afen Hayu Ba'oso Anes gets rid of the Ptur of Zman Grama, or it's a new Mechayef and Hashem. So some point to a very famous comment of the Turei Evin. Turei Evin Masechta Megillah is trying to explain a statement of the Tosefta that women can't be motzi men in Mikra Megillah. That's what the Tosefta says. It's a complicated discussion, a whole context. Whole difficult context of a very beautiful sugya, but not for now. But Tosefta clearly implies that women cannot be motzi anoshim, noshim cannot be motzi anoshim in Mikra Megillah. And the Rishonim are trying to figure out, well, why is that true? Why is that true? Well, women are any different than men. Women are chayav in Mikra Megillah too. What's the difference? What's the difference? So there's a famous sheet of the Bahag that Tosus quotes. Bahag says, you know why women can't be motzi men? Because the nature of their chiyuv in Megillah is totally different than that of men. Men are chayuv in kriyas haMegillah, they're chayuv to read the Megillah. Women are chayuv in shmiyas haMegillah, they're chayuv to hear the Megillah. Now, of course, the kriya creates a shmiyah, but the difference is, do women have to link up to someone who's being koreh the Megillah? Midin shomer ka'one, if Reuven is being kore, so now we treat it as though the woman is going to be yotzei as well. Either it's treated like she really is kore, or even if she's not kore, she's linking up to someone who's kore. Is that the idea, that really they have to link up to a kriya, so that it'll be tantamount to their reading, or that at least they're connecting with someone who's reading? Is that the point, or is that not necessary at all? If a man reads the Megillah, so then they're hearing, they hear the Megillah. And they're only chayiv in Shmiyas HaMegillah anyway, so they can be yotze with Shmiyah. That's the question. Are they chayiv in Shmiyas HaMegillah? Are they chayiv in Kriyas HaMegillah? What's the nature of their chayiv? The Bahag says that there's a split. Men are chayiv in Kriyas HaMegillah, women are chayiv only in Shmiyas HaMegillah. And based on that, he wanted to explain this comment of the Tosefta. Why can't women be motzi men? I'll tell you why, because they have a different chayiv. Yeah, it's Megillah. It's a chayiv to do something with the Megillah, but what with the Megillah? Men are chayav to read the Megillah, women are chayav to hear the Megillah's reading. Sounds like a very similar mitzvah, but it's not exactly the same. So because it's a different chiyuv, women are not obligated in the kriya, they can't be motzi men. Because they're only chayav in shmiya. It's a different chiyuv, and that's why they can't be motzi men. This is what the Bahag wants to suggest. The Turei Evin rejects the Bahag, and he suggests a different approach. Why is it that women can't be motzi men? He says, I'll tell you, it's really poshut. Even if you claim that the nature of the chiyuv of men and women is the same, but the level of chiyuv is totally different. What's the level of chiyuv for men when it comes to Megillah? Is it daraisa? Is it derabbanan? Is it a minig? What is it? Help me. What is it? What's the chiyuv for men? What do you think? What do you think? Is it daraisa? Daraisa? Is that daraisa? Different Kabbalah, oh, it's none of the above. Excellent, dear friend. None of the above. It's not the rice, it's not the rabbanon, it's not midi, it's different Kabbalah. What in the world does that mean, Divrei Kabbalah? Divrei Kabbalah means Divrei Nevi'im. Nach, it comes from Nach. Esther Beruach HaKodesh Nemra, it's part of Ksuvim, so it has a din of Divrei Kabbalah. As a shaila, what does Divrei Kabbalah mean? Kabbalah Mesorah, some say Divrei Kvalah, Nevi'im give Musa to Klal Yisrael. The beginning of Bava Kama. Was anyone here in Bava Kama? Beginning of Bava Kama, Beis Amidbeis, Ashita Mekubetzes talks about. I see some smiles. I don't see some smiles. I see shaking heads. I can't see the smiles, unfortunately.
Yes, Baruch Hashem.
But we're here, and that's the key. Baruch Hashem. Divrei Kabbalah. Nach is called Divrei Kabbalah. So the shaila is Divrei Kabbalah k'Divrei Torah Domi or not? What status is Divrei Kabbalah? It's not Doraisa, it's not the Rabbanan, it's somewhere in the middle, so what is it? So the Gemara in different places uses a lashon that Divrei Kabbalah k'Divrei Torah Domi. For certain halachas, we treat it like it's Divrei Torah. For certain halachas. Comes the Turi Evid and says, the same is true by Mikra Megillah. What's the chiyah for Anoshim in Mikra Megillah? Divrei Kabbalah. Be'ayomim ha'elen nizkarim v'nasim. The Megillah itself says that you have to have a zechira of the Nes of Purim and you have to have an asiyah of the Nes of Purim. What's the asiyah of the Nes of Purim? Mishloach Manos, Matanos Levyonim, Sudas Purim, Mishne V'yomtiv. That's the asiyah. What's the zechira? Make a Megillah. So the pasuk in the Megillah itself says that Ayonim Ha'olin is Karim. You gotta have a zechira. You gotta have a kriya. You gotta read the Megillah. That chiyuv is for men. But that chiyuv doesn't apply to women. Why not? That chiyuv doesn't apply to women because it's man grown. So it's not necessarily going to be mechayev women. Oh, but Afin Hayu but also Anais tells me that women are going to be chayev. So up to Turei Evin, that's a chiyuv midrabban. Chazal mechayev women not midirei kabbalah. It's a new chiyuv. Afin Hayu but also Anais is a chiyuv for women, not midirei kabbalah. And because it's not midirei kabbalah, that's why the Tosefta says women cannot be motzi men. It's not that the nature of the chiyuv is different. The nature of the chiyuv is the same. It's doch the zelba gather hadar. It's the same nature of the chiyuv. Let's say it's kriya for both of them. Kriya and shmiya for both of them, if you will. It's the same. But the level of chiyuv is different. Men are chayiv midirei kabbalah. Women are only chayiv midirabbanan. Someone who's chayiv midirabbanan can't be motzi. Someone who's chayiv midirei kabbalah. It's a different level of chiyuv. That's why the Tosefta says nashim can't be motzi. Anoshim. What's clear from the Turei Evin? What's clear? What does Afen Hayu Ba'oso Anais tell me? Does it do away with the Ptura of Zman Grama? Of course not. Because if all it does is do away with the Ptura of Zman Grama, then what should the level of women be? It should be Midirei Kabbalah. If there's no Ptura, so we go back. We revert to the Chiyuv of Kol Yisrael. It should be a Chiyuv, Midirei Kabbalah. The Turei Evin is clearly assuming not like that. Afen Hayu Ba'oso Hanes is not taking away the Pturas Man Grama. The Pturas Man Grama really should be here. But there's a new Chiyuv on women. That new Chiyuv on women is not going to be on the same level as the original Chiyuv. Because the original Chiyuv Nashima Pturas from, it's Man Grama. And that Pturas still is in place. But now we have a new Chiyuv on top of it. That new Chiyuv is Midir Abana, and it's going to be on a different level. And that's why Nashima are not going to be able to be Motzi Anush. Okay. Frank. We're not there yet. So let's not keep it right, but we're not there yet. I don't want to confuse anyone. Hope. Okay, we're gonna get there. It's good. Excellent. One final point in this segment. The Rosh Hashanah, it's a very interesting comment. Okay, till now we've discussed Rabbi Shul ben Levi. What's Rabbi Shul ben Levi coming to be Mechadesh? So as Benji Gottesman pointed out, basically the way that the Sefer Devar Shmuel is explaining, Rabbi Shul ben Levi is coming to be Mechadesh, not just the Tam, but the fact that the Tam is Afen Hoyu Ba'oso Haneis, that limits the Chiyuv to Noshim and not to Avodim Knaim. Right? The Chiyuv won't apply to an Eved Knaim. And we discussed different nafkamina, that this shaila the shayla of the Brisker Rav, what the din of Afen Hayu Ba'osu Anes is all about. The Rashash is a very interesting comment, also related, not exactly in the direction that we were going. Rashash is Akashi, he says, I don't understand. Rabbi Shul ben Levi knew the Brice. Right? He knew the Brice. So, why didn't they bring a raya to Rabbi Shul ben Levi from the Brice? Rabbi Shul ben Levi says, Nashim Chayalas, Barba Kosos Halalu. It should say, Kidatanya. Kidatanya, Tanar Abanan. Why do we? There's no connection between Rabbi Shul ben Levi and the Brice. Until now, we've said Rabbi Shul ben Levi is coming to be Mechadish the Tam, something extra. But why is there no connection between the Brice? Like, why doesn't someone point out that the Chiyuv of Noshim and Dalai Kosos, that's in the Brice? Rabbi Shul ben Levi is telling us a Tam. But why not connect it to the Brice? That's also a good Kasha. It's not exactly the same Kasha that we asked before. That's also a good kasha. Why is there no connection between Rabbi Shul ben Levi and the Brice? The Rashash makes a very important point here. It's a very beautiful idea. He says, what's the nature of the Chiyuv of Dalai Kosos for women? Sounds like a strange question. Do women have to drink the Dalai Kosos? They have to have the Kosos Shel Bracha. Whatever the din of Dalai Kosos is, we talked about this. That Chiyuv applies to women. The Rashash says, well, just one moment. Take a step back. We find other mitzvahs that women, so to speak, have to do, but it's not really their chiyuv, it's someone else's chiyuv to do to them. L'mashal simchas yamtiv. There's a mitzvah of simchas yamtiv, for samachta b'chagecha. And not only are men chayiv in the mitzvah of simchas yamtiv, the basic mitzvah of simchas yamtiv is to have shalmei simcha, to have basa v'yayin. To have basa, really. The zavachta shlamen v'yachalta sham, the samachta. The Gemara in Pesachim, Adav Kuf Tes, Amir Tashem, we're going to get to it. A beautiful, beautiful sugya. But the Pasuk says, it's an Atul Chagecha, Ato, Vincho, Vitecha, Avdecha, Amas, etc. A different Pasuk, Tosus is going to call Vesamachta, Ato, Veisecha. It's not just Ato, it's Veisecha too. Beiso, Zo, Ishta. Ish is included in the Mitzvah Simcha. It's not just the men. Women are also Chayav Mitzvah Simcha. But what does that mean, women are Chayav Mitzvah Simcha? Let's say they don't have a husband. Do they have to go out, get the shalmei simcha, eat the basa? Is a chiyuv on them, chiyuv directly on them? Or is it a chiyuv on the Baal to be mesameach his wife? The lashon of the Amoraim, Abayim, the Gemara in Kedushan, Daf Lamed Aleph says, Isha baila mesamcha. She doesn't have an independent chiyuv. Almana would not have a chiyuv of simchas yom. The husband has to be mesameach his wife. He has to see to it that she has shalmei simcha and she can be smecha. But isha v'ayla mesamcha. It's not a chiyuv on the woman, a direct chiyuv on the woman. It's a chiyuv on the baal to be mesameach his wife. Similarly, the chiyuv of chinuch on tinokos, let's assume tinokos means chana. So we're talking about a chiyuv of chinuch in Dalai Kosos. But that's a chiyuv on the katan? A chiyuv on the katan? Even if you understand Chinuch is saying that the katan's a mechuyah bedavar, talked about that too, right? That maybe the katan's a mechuyah bedavar, but the reality is, what the katan is mechuyah to get the Dalai Kosos? No, it means that the father's mechuyah to get the Dalai Kosos for his son, so he'll be able to be mekayim his chiyuv of Chinuch. Yes, of course, the katan might be mechuyah, but ultimately, it's a chiyuv on the father to enable the katan to be yotze his chiyuv. It's really a chiyuv on the father. Comes the Rashash and says, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi wants to tell us that Dalit Kosos is not like that. Even according to those shitas that Isha Baila Masamcha, the mitzvah Simchas Yamtov doesn't fall on women directly, but Dalit Kosos is a chiyuv on the woman herself. Afin hoyu ba'oso hanais means that there's a chiyuv on the woman to drink Dalit Kosos. Even if she doesn't have a husband, she has to go out and get Dalit Kosos. Afilu min atamcha, the gabay tztok, I have to give her a dalit kosos. It's not a chiyuv on the husband. It's a chiyuv on the woman, a chiyuv on the isha herself. And that's why the Gemara doesn't link it with the Braisa, because if the Gemara linked it with the Braisa, you may have been confused. You may have thought that the chiyuv of dalit kosos is like simchas yomtov, and there are those who claim isha b'ayla mesamcha. There's no mitzvah specific to the woman. It's a chiyuv on the husband to be mesamach his wife. Sakter Bishop and Levi. No, it's a special chiyuv on the woman. It's a chiyuv on the woman independent of her husband. Says the Rashash, that's why the Gemara doesn't link Rabbi Shimon Levi to the Braisa, because it wants to preserve this very important yesod that the Alek Kosos is a chiyuv directly on the woman. It's not just the chiyuv of the husband to ensure that the wife has the Alek Kosos. Hakol chayov in barba kosos, says the Rashash, l'chor havalei l'ashas l'sayeya mehach Braisa l'Rabbi Shimon Levi le'el. When the Gemara quotes the Braisa, it should say, oh, Messiah, we have a din, Rabbi Shimon Levi says, that's what the Braisa is telling us. Dr. Rashash, it doesn't do that. Why not? Hocha yeshlomo, de'ikul minchi da'akavona bekan, eina ela l'chayev es ba'alein, litein lehen, dubi de tinoko, zukum mosha'am rabbi, alin simcha. You could be doche and say that the Braisa is only talking about chiyuvin on the husband, klape his wife, vis-a-vis his wife, like Isha Baila Masamcha. Moshe Lakach, we put Noshim together with Ketanim, and the Chiyuv of the Katan is not a Chiyuv. It's not an independent Chiyuv on the Katan to see to it that he has Dalek Kosos. It's a Chiyuv on the father to be Mechanech the Katan, to ensure that the Katan has the Dalek Kosos. So you think, oh, the same thing, right? If you put Ketanim together with Noshim, so you think, oh, Noshim is the same as Ketanim. It's really a Chiyuv on the husband. Just like Simchas Yom Tov is a Chiyuv on the husband. Comes the Gemara and says, don't be confused. Rabbi Shimon Levi says, Noshim Chayavos Barba Kosos Halolo. It's an independent chiyuv on women. Even if they don't have a husband, they're chayav in Dalek Kosos. So that's why the Gemara doesn't link Rabbi Shimon Levi to the Bris. Questions? This is the beginning of the Sukkah, trying to understand the basic text of the Gemara and the context of the Gemara. The Shub and Levi statement and how it interplays with the Braisa and Tuchesim based. Let's now look at the Rishonim and see how they understand this concept of Afen Hayu Ba'osonis. So Tosfos writes as follows. Very, very important. Tosfos, let's read it slowly and carefully and try to understand every word. She'afen Hayu Ba'osonis. The lava time of the hoyo chayavos, mishum the noshim turas mi mitzah seisha as man grow. Afal gab darba kosas drabana, ke endo raisa tikkun. It's a short tosis, but there's a lot here. Right? Tosis seems to make 3 points here. Right? Ilav hai taima lohoyu chayavos, mishum the noshim turas mi mitzah seisha as man grow. He says, women would have had a plur of zman grama if not for afin hoyu ba'oso anes. And then he adds, afal gav darbo kosos drabonim. What's it doing there? Ke'en daraisa tikkun. There's like a... What's this kasha? He should have stopped. He should have said, Rabbi Shimon Levi tells me, noshim chayavos barba kosos sh'afin hoyu ba'oso anes. Tells you'd say, if not for that time, I'd say, because it's a mitzvah, say, Shazman, Grama, Noshin, Shri, Pturis. I can. Let's go fight him. What's he adding here? Afal gav darba kosos derabonan, ke'en daraisa tikkun. Even though dala kosos are derabonan, and therefore what? What would change? It's man grama, they should be Pturis, but Afain tells me that they're chai. I can. What? Afal gav darba kosos derabanan ke'en daraisa tikkun. What's Tosus adding over here? So it's clear from Tosus that they want to be mechadesh that the p'tur of mitzvah seh shazman grom applies even to mitzvah derabanan. That's the yesod. Did you never have a mean that maybe the p'tur of man grom only applies to mitzvah deraisa? Aval gavda Dalakosos, mitzvah derabbanan. You'd have thought, you think that the p'tur of Zman Grama doesn't apply because it's derabbanan. So comes Tos and says, no, ke'en daraisa tikkun, the p'tur of Zman Grama applies even to mitzvah derabbanan. That's his point, right? If not for Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi, I think that Nashim p'turos because Dalakosos from mitzvah say Shaz Zman Grama. Aye, it's derabbanan. No, the fact that it's derabbanan doesn't change anything. The p'tur of Zman Grama still applies because ke'en daraisa tikkun. Kamashmul and Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi, that afin hayu ba'oso anei, so women are going to be chayav. Why would I add the Havamina that the Pteras my grandma doesn't apply to mitzvahs to Rabbanim?
They're also mitzvahs. What's going on here?
I'd have a Havamina that the Pteras my grandma should only apply to mitzvahs to Raisa. So Tosis has to say, called the Tikkun Rabbanim can the Raisa Tikkun? First of all, what's the Havamina to assume there should be a split between the Raisas and the Rabbanis? And secondly, what does that mean, called the Tikkun Rabbanim can the Raisa Tikkun? What does that mean? What is Tosis really saying over here? So this idea that in the Pturas Mangon there might be a chiluk between the Raisa and the Rabbanim, we find already in Tosis and Brachas. The Mishnah in Brachas and the Chofam and Aleph. Mishnah writes like this: Noshim avodim uktanim pturim mitriyishma u'minatfilim v'chayavim betfilim u'bemezuzah u'beberchas hamazon. Noshim avodim uktanim apturas u'mitzah asei shazman grama. For example, Kriya Shema and Tefillah. These are classical examples of mitzvah asei shazman grama and noshim apturas. And in fact, that's what the Gemara asks. Kriya Shema pshita. Tefillah pshita. Of course, it's man grama. What's the... And the Gemara has... Tzricha says why I would think that they're chayiv in Kriya Shema and Tefillah. And Tefillah. Fine. V'chayavim b'tefillah. Women are chayiv in Tefillah. So there are pturim of man grama by women, but there's a chiyuv of tefillah. Says the Gemara, v'chayav mitfilah, derachamin in her. Tefillah is rachamin. Everyone needs rachamin. So even if women have a ptur, mitzvah say shazman grama, but they're chayav in tefillah because it's rachamin. Ma'u d'teima ho l'ksiv ba erev ha'vok ev tzaroyim ki mitzvah say shazman grama domi kamash malam. Ma'u d'teima, what? So there's something missing over here. The Girsa of Tosis is Pshita. Right? Rachamin inu. The Chayiv because of Rachamin. Pshita. They should be Chayiv and feel it's Rachamin. Dr. Gemara, no. Mao, the Taima, since it says Erev Avokavitz, Aroyim, Asicha, David HaMelech says, I'm going to daven to you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, three times a day, throughout the day. So you think it's like a mitzvah seishas, my grandma, and nashim apturas a mitzvah seishas, my grandma, kamash malam. Kamash malam. They're chayiv anyway. Because of rachamim, they're going to be chayiv. That's how the Gemara reads in our gears. But Rashi seems to have a different gears there in the Gemara. Rashi writes, Hochi garsinam tfilo derachamininu v'lo goras pshita dehalav doraisi. Rashi says there was no pshita. Of course they should be chayiv. Of course they should be chayiv. Dehalav doraisi. What does Tosfos say? Betfila, pshita, kevin l'chsiv erev avogav tzaroi, masicha ve'em, ha'kemitza say she has man grama, ha'vi kamash mo'an deracha minim. V'rashi lo goris le, Rashi was not goris this. Sharei tfila derabonan hi. It's not that Rashi wasn't goris pshita. Rashi wasn't goris the tam of rachamin. He wasn't, that's what it sounds like. He wasn't goris rachamin in hu. He wasn't goris the whole Gemara. Sharei tefillah derabbanan hi. U'may mitzvah saseh shaychi be. What does it mean, my mitzvah saseh shaychi be? U'may mitzvah saseh shazman grama shaychi be. Why would you want to pater women from tefillah? The same reason why you pater them from Kriya Shema and tefillin. But tefillah is a mitzvah derabbanan. Kriya Shema and tefillin are mitzvahs daraisa. So there's a ptur of zman grama by daraisas. But by derabbanans, Rashi holds there's no ptur of zman grama. So Rashi isn't glorious the whole Gemara. You don't need the Rachamim. Chayavim betfilah. Women are chayavim betfilah. Why? So the Gemara, the Rachamim. Rachamim means I need a reason to be mechayiv nashim betfilah. Rashi would say, what do I need a reason for? There's no ptur. Of course, the chayiv mitzvahs. Why should not be chayiv mitzvahs? Zman grama? It's a mitzvah derabbanan. The ptur is zman grama doesn't apply to mitzvahs derabbanan, says Rashi. So I don't need Rachamim. I don't need the whole time of Rachamim. It's interesting, the lashon of the Bach is that you take out the rest, you leave Rachami in. But according to the way Tosfos is explaining Rashi, the whole Gemara is extraneous. The whole Gemara is not necessary because, of course, Nashim Achayavas and Kol Mitzvahs, Bein Daraisa, Bein Darabonan, why shouldn't they be Chayav? Zman Grama? There's no Ptura of Zman Grama by Darabonan's claims Rashi. That's what Tosfos means. Hari Tfila Darabonan, you, my mitzvah sase shayachib. What do you mean, my mitzvah sase? It's a mitzvah of Tfila. The Ptura of mitzvah sase shazman Grama doesn't apply to mitzvahs Darabonan. That's what he's saying. So there's no need to say rachamim. Yeah, I don't need the time of rachamim. Nashim are going to be chayiv anyway, because they're chayiv in all mitzvahs, just like the rest of Klal Yisrael. Nikamakom yesh liyashev. Tosfos says, no, maybe there's an answer. The hahalel the rabbanon the nashim pturos may I time at the mitzvah say shazman gramo kidamina besukah. Nisha yeve the isha ukata makin oso ona achareim hashem omer. Look, women. Women are potter from Halel. Halel on Yom Tov. Halel on Yom Tov is Darabonan, says Tosfos. Why are women potter from Halel on Yom Tov? It sounds like the Ptura is my grandma applies even to mitzvahs Darabonan. What's Rashi saying? Rashi is in Goris this Gemara. Tfila is Rachami, and that's why women are Chayavas. You don't need it. Women are Chayav in all mitzvahs. There's the Ptura is my grandma. There's no Ptura is my grandma by Darabonan, says Rashi. He asks Tosfos, there's no pturos my grandma by the rabbanans. So why are women pturos from Halal on Yom Tov? Halal on Yom Tov is a rabbanan, but it's my grandma, and Nashim are pturos. So how can you say there's no pturos? Mitzvah say she has my grandma by the rabbanans. Halal on Yom Tov is the best raya that there's a pturos my grandma, even by mitzvahs the rabbanan. So Tosfos says, of course you have to be goritz like this in the Gemara. Tfila is rachami. Without rachami, I'd say Noshim should be pturos from tefillah, because it's mangrama. Since it says erev avokev etzaraya masicha ve'eme, I'd say tefillah is a mitzvah say she has mangrama. Noshim should be pturos. Kamashmal and rachami. Of course, that's the whole shaka of etzaraya. Rachami is necessary because it's mangrama. There would be a ptur of Noshim, even though it's a mitzvah derabban. Because from how on Yom Tov is it clearly the pturos mangrama applies even to mitzvah derabban? What's Rashi going to say? What's Rashi going to say? So the Kapas Tamorim answers Tosfos' kasha. He says, Tosfos' kasha from Halal is not a kasha. What Rashi Shita is, why should the Pturas Mangrama not apply to the Rabbanans? We'll have to work on that. But Tosfos' kasha is not a kasha. Sounds like a pretty good kasha to me. Halal on Yom Tov is the Rabbanan. Yet the Pturas Mangrama applies Nashim Pturas. Says the Kapas Tamorim, one of the Gedolei Achronim on Sukkah, also wrote the Sefer Yom Truah on Rosh Hashanah. Two classics. He says, in the Kapas Tamarim, you know, there is one shita that Halal on Yom Tov is deraisa, that's the Ramban. Pasuk says, Mikra Kodesh Yielachem. What does Mikra Kodesh include? Call it a holy day. What does that mean? So the Ramban and Chumash writes that included in Mikra Kodesh is to say Halal on Yom Tov, to Mishabeach HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the Yom Tov. So says the Kapas Tamorim, maybe Rashi held like the Ramban, that Halal on Yom Tov is Daraisa. Midin Mikra Kodesh, or perhaps Midin Simchas Yom Tov, the other reason that's given by the Mefarshim. The part of Simchas Yom Tov is to say Halal, to express the Simcha. So maybe Halal on Yom Tov is Taka Daraisa. If Halal on Yom Tov is deraisa, so then we understand that the Pturas Mangrama would apply. If Halal on Yom Tov is based on Simchas Yom Tov, right, so then it could be that the reason why Nashim Pturos is because a woman is Ptura from Simchas Yom Tov? Maybe. Isha Baila Mesamcha. It's not her chiyuv. So if Isha Baila Mesamcha, it's the Baal's responsibility to get her Shalmei Simcha so she'll be able to be Yotze, but it's not her Chiyiv, if it's not her Chiyiv, so then maybe there's no Chiyiv of Halal either. Okay, so there are ways of being Docha at Tosfos' Raya. Halal on Yom Tov is not such a great Raya. It could be Daraisa, and if it's Daraisa, then the Pturas Mangrama can't apply. What's more, it could be that Halal on Yom Tov is Daraisa because it's a part of Simchas Yom Tov. And if you hold that Simchas Yom Tov is not really a chiyuv on the woman herself, but rather on her husband to be mesameach her, so then it could be that there is no chiyuv on the woman to say halal. She has no active chiyuv to be involved in Simcha, not in the mitzvah of achilas shlomim, Midin Simcha, and not in Halil Midin Simcha either. It's a chiyuv on the husband. So that's why Nashim are going to be pteros from Halil on Yom Tov. Okay, that's the Raya of Tosfos. But what's the lumbus over here? What's the crux of this issue? We have a machlokas, Rashi and Tosfos and Brachas, whether the pteros man grama applies to mitzvahs to Rabban. Should we say that Nashim are pteros or mitzvah say Shazman grama only by mitzvahs daraisa? Should we say by all mitzvahs daraisa, the Rabban, and all mitzvahs? What is the svar to limit this to mitzvahs daraisa as opposed to mitzvahs daraban? To say the pteros man grama only applies to mitzvahs daraisa and it doesn't apply to mitzvahs daraban. So someone has suggested, based on a Maral, the Maral points out that we know the source of mitzvahs daraban. What's the source of the chachamim to institute mitzvahs daraban? Two words. Anyone? Losasar, exactly. Losasim in adavar asher yagid l'cha yom l'smol. Pasuk in Parashat Shoftim. That's clearly the source of the samchut. It's the source of the strength of the chachamim to institute mitzvahs daraban. But the question is, if we find the source for chachamim to institute mitzvahs daraban in the Torah, so every darabonin is a darais? Right? Isn't every darabonin a darais? I mean, what does that mean? Right? What are you saying? What are you saying if the source of mitzvahs darabonin is found in the Torah? So that's a major discussion. That really is a major discussion in the Rambam and the Ramban and Sefer HaMitzvahs. Do we assume that the darabonins are included within Losasa? That every darabonin really has some status of daraisa in it? Or do we say no? Losasa is just a general koch of chachamim to interpret Torah shebal peh. But it's not the source of mitzvahs darabonin. It's just darabonin. Mitzvahs darabonin is something different. It's a shiloh. Okay, we'll see the details. We'll see the Rambam and the Ramban. But the Maral wants to suggest the following. If you are to assume that all the Rabbanans are included within Losasa, so what emerges? That every Rabbanan is really linked to a Lav Daraisa. Losasa, it's a Lav in the Torah. Okay, we'll still have to figure out. So if every Rabbanan is a Daraisa, so what's the difference between the two? We know Sveika Rabbanan Lakula and Sveika Daraisa Lachumri. Like, how does that work? We'll talk in Mitzvah. But if the Rabbanans are included within Losasa, it turns out that every Rabbanan is linked to a Lav Daraisa. Zabta Maral. If every Rabbanan is linked to a Lav Daraisa, then we can understand why Noshim perhaps should be Chayavos and Mitzvahs Rabbanan, even if there's none. That's the key. If we link the Rabbanans to the Lav of Losasa, so then we can explain this very enigmatic Shitas Rashi. You turn to page 3 in the packet. The Maral writes, "V'od lo dami mitzvah derabanan, the kol mitzvah derabanan impluyim below sasser. The kasha mekayim mitzvahs arbakosos, mekayim mitzvahs lo sasser, shezeu ikra mitzvah." The Maral says, when you drink dalet kosos, what are you doing? Are you doing a mitzvah derabanan? Avada. But what are you really doing? You're listening to the chachamim. You're being mekayim lo sasser. Or you're not violating lo sasser. You're listening to the Chacham, mitzvah lishma adivrei Chacham. You're listening to the Chacham, that's the Iker. Okay, it's expressed in drinking the Dalakos, but be'etzim, you're listening to the Chacham. Says the Maral, skipping a little bit, v'chola mitzvah shemi divreim him belav gelos osa, v'lo shayach belav gelos osa mitzvah asei shazman grombo. Gezel los asa. What's the Maral saying? Noshim apturas from Zman Grama, mitzvah sasei shazman grama, not mitzvah lo sasei shazman grama. Noshim chayavos b'chol mitzvah lo sasei ben shazman grama, ben shalom zman grama. The Mishnah and Kedusha, that chav to ends. The pturas Zman Grama only applies to the realm of mitzvah sasei, not to the realm of mitzvah lo sasei. Talk to Maral. Rashi will assume, he's not going within Rashi, but Based on the Maral, we can say that Rashi is assuming, like the Rambam, as we'll see, that all mitzvahs drabanan are bechlal lo sasa. If they're bechlal lo sasa, then we can understand why the pturas man grama will not apply to mitzvahs drabanan, because there is no ptur of mitzvahs of zman grama vis-a-vis mitzvahs lo sase. So once you link every drabanan to lo saser, to a lav daraisa, so then it doesn't make sense to pater zman grama, because nashim are not pater from mitzvahs lo sase, even if they are zman grama. So it could be that that's the yisod of Rashi. That's the yisod of Rashi. And Efshar, at least at the beginning of a pshad, we can suggest that maybe that's why Tosus argues. Tosus is going like the Ramban, going like the other shitas, that the Rabbanans are not bechlal lo saser, they're not bechlal the lav. So if they're not bechlal the lav, so then they're like every other mitzvah saseh. Right? If they're not bechlal the lav, like every other mitzvah saseh, so the Pturas Man Gomer should apply bain by the raises, bain by the Rabbanans, even by the Rabbanans. But it's even better than that. What's the Lashon of Tosfos? Afal gab darbo kosis drabana ke'en daraisa tikkun. What does that mean, ke'en daraisa tikkun? Beautiful. You could say that Rashi and Tosfos both agree with the Rambam that the Rabbanans are bechlal lo sasa. Avada, the bechlal lo sasa. But the question is, how did the Chachamim, how were they masakin mitzvahs drabanan? Rashi holds they were masakin the mitzvahs drabanan have the status of a lav. Mitzvah l'shma devei chachamim lo sasa, they have a status of a lav, and that's why there's no pturas man grama by mitzvahs drabanan. But Tosfos says even if the bechlal lo sasa, Chazal say, but a mitzvah sasei drabanan has a status of a mitzvah sasei daraisa. Lo sasa is the source of the strength of the chachamim to make a takana derabanan, to be misakin mitzvah derabanan. But what's the nature of that mitzvah? Ke'en daraisa tikkun, says Tosfos. What does he mean? Derabanan's ke'en daraisa. The answer is, even though derabanan's a bechlal lo sasa, so you'd think that it's like a lav. No, ke'en daraisa tikkun. That means Chazal with misakin mitzvah derabanan, like mitzvah asei daraisa. Not like mitzvah lo sasa. Chazal with Misakin Ke'en Daraisa, a lav Darabanan is like a lav Daraisa. A mitzvah Sasei Darabanan is like a mitzvah Sasei Daraisa. Says Tosfos, if mitzvah Darabanan are like mitzvah Sasei Daraisa, then we can readily understand that the Pturas Man Grama will apply to mitzvah Sasei Darabanan as well. Because even if they're Bechlal Lo Sasa, but they're not lavin. Lo Sasa is the source of the koch of the chacham to the misakin mitzvahs. But ultimately, what's the nature of a mitzvah derabanan? It's like a mitzvah sasei deraisa, ke'en deraisa tikkun. They're misakin the nature of the mitzvah like a deraisa. So mitzvah derabanan have a status of a mitzvah sasei deraisa, so then the pturas man grama will apply to mitzvah derabanan as well.